Good evening, ladies and degenerates. Welcome to season three of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast. We welcome you to the podcast, hopefully welcome you back to the podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 6th, 2023. I am your host, Matt, and I am here as I am every single week with America's favorite handicapper, none other than Uncle Steve. How are we doing, my brother?
Maddie, we're doing good. I wouldn't say it's every single week as things seem to come up in life.
Things in life have come up the last week. They have. But we're through those things. We just know that if you ever want to sit on an HOA board, you should not be psychotic. Is all I have to say about that. So we made it through and we are cruising now. I was able to do my homework this week. I wasn't stuck in an airport and I wasn't dealing with idiots. So that's good. For our regular listeners, you know the deal. Steve and I, good buddies from back in the day. We get together every Wednesday possible and we kick some knowledge around about the weekend slate of college football games and try to throw a few NFL games your way too. We do our research, analyze trends, coaches, weather. Steve watches hundreds of hours of football and we give you our picks to take to the window. The only issue, as a general rule, we absolutely stink. Last year, season two of the Steaming Pile of Picks podcast, Steve and I combined for a whopping 41%. So you do that math, Steve. What does that mean?
That means you bet against us and you won a lot of money.
59% if you bet against us. And everybody knows 59% is as good as it gets for handicappers out there. Even if they tell you they're 93, 96, 97, the best are 58, 59%. So, once in a while, usually every week, but this week we left the guest picker out. We do add a little color to the show by bringing on some guest pickers who usually know as little about football or maybe less to give their insights. We will have our initial guest picker next week to be determined who that is. So, as we always do, I'm going to kick it off to you first. Where are you going to start the 2023 season?
Well, I got just a couple notes from last week.
Oh, God, there was football last week. I didn't even know.
I was able to watch a little bit on Saturday. The SEC started off their season 11-3. 11-0 against the Powder Puffs. And yes. 0-3 against the Power Fives.
Oh, man. A little rise of the Power Five other than the SEC. That's a good sign.
The soon-to-be non-existent Pac-12 went undefeated. Wow. And now they have six teams ranked this week.
Man.
Something to chew on.
That is a little nugget there.
There was a lot of high scoring. I know everyone talked this year with the rule change and the clock keep running. It's going to slow the scoring down, but I think the overs are, it was like 54 to 47 or something. But so,
not a huge swing.
Something to keep an eye on. And the last thing I saw today, which is pretty funny for the guy that I can't stand, Dabo Swinney comparing his offense to Brian Ferentz at Iowa's offense.
Whoa. I don't know. That's a comparison you want to make.
That's pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. Well, good. And you did. We tweeted out a few of your picks. Do you know where you ended up on those things?
I was 3-2 last week.
Oh, geez, man. Above 500.
Which means 2-3 at best this week.
Yeah,
more than likely.
About that, I got you. All right, so where are you going to start us off on podcast picks?
Friday night 6:30 game, we got Illinois at Kansas. 3 and 58 and a half is the line here. Kansas beat a Missouri State team 48-17. It looked like backup. I think it's Jason Bean was quarterback. I watched him play a little bit last year, and he can sling it around a little bit. Kansas with that Lance Leipold offense has always been balanced. Their defense has always been kind of shaky, but we'll see. Illinois had to kick a last-second field goal to beat Toledo, 30-28. Offense moved the ball a little bit, but their defense, which I thought would be much improved with Jim Leonard coming over. I think he's a defensive analyst or something now for Illinois, and this is Bleema's third year. I actually thought early in the year that they would be over 6.5 wins pretty easy, but after that performance, I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure about it.
Anyways, I think this game, the defenses take charge, and we're going to go under the total of 58.5.
Under 58.5. All right. Well, my first pick is going to be a big rivalry game in the state of Iowa. Iowa is a 4-point favorite going into Ames. Over under on that. Yes, absolutely. This thing is it's one for the ages. It's always a good game. Two teams hate each other. Over under on this thing's 36.5. Last year in Iowa City as a 3-point dog, Iowa State went in and won that game. So this year the line opened at 3. And it went up to 4 right away, and that's where it sits now. So we know where the early money went. It's on Iowa. I'm not quite sure why, but in 20 years, I look back, Kirk Ferentz against the spread, just like, what is this guy? He's an absolute coin flip. He is 500 in 20 years. On the other hand, he's going up against Matt Campbell. And we all know Matt Campbell has made a name for himself in Ames. He's been a home dog 15 times in his career in Ames. And do you know how many times he's covered that number? 12. 12 out of 15 times as a home dog, he has covered the number. So I will take 80%. Over 50% 7 days a week. So give me the Cyclones, and I'm absolutely sprinkling on that money line. Whoa. How about you? Yeah.
Well, all right. We're going to go to Notre Dame at North Carolina State, 11 o'clock Saturday morning, 7.5 and 51.5. North Carolina State got off to a shaky start. They beat UConn, which everyone in America knows that UConn's not a typical powerhouse. They did improve last year, though. So
they did. Absolutely, they did.
Maybe Jimmy Moore has got that thing turned around. But
Jimmy Moore.
I look at Notre Dame picked up one of the best quarterbacks in the portal with Sam Hartman. Guy set almost every record in the ACC, I believe. Heck of a quarterback. They haven't played anybody yet, but they're just rolling. I'm going to take Notre Dame -7.5.
Gotcha. All right. My second game, I am going to stay in the Big Ten, and I'm going to go to the Big House in Michigan. UNLV is visiting. 36.5 big points Michigan's favored by. Over under on this thing is 56.5. Michigan is going to be without their head ball coach because he cheats. And last week they won, but they didn't cover at home. UNLV cleaned house in the coaching ranks. They loaded up the Brinks truck, went to an SEC coach, albeit Missouri and Arkansas, but still, he's got SEC blood. They paid him, and he is the highest paid coach in that conference now. He did win his opening game last week by beating the hell out of FCS Bryant. That is a 15-point line. Doubled that thing up, beat them by 30. So covered the spread easily against the FCS squad.
And where's Bryant located?
Who you got me on that one? I have no idea.
Me either.
Okay. I thought you were going to give me absolute nugget for the week. But here's the three biggest takeaways for this game. Michigan has not been good against the number at home since Harbaugh's arrival. They are 52% in the Big House since 2015. UNLV, however, is straight money. No, Steve, not in the desert, but away from the desert. In that same 8 seasons, UNLV is 62% against the number on the road. I have always picked UNLV in the desert, but apparently I've been wrong, hence the 41% last year. I've found a nugget here. UNLV on the road is the way to go. And in the last 5 seasons, there's no better team in the country covering the number in non-conference games than UNLV, 82%. I'm taking the Rebels plus 36 and a half. How about you?
Sounds like you did some serious
Oh,
homework.
serious homework. I'm back, man. I am back.
All right, we're gonna go to UTEP and Northwestern, 2:30 Saturday afternoon. Minus one and 38 and a half. UTEP beat Incarnate Word 28-14, which leads me to believe that they have an inept offense.
Feels that way.
Northwestern lost 24-7 to Rutgers. Everyone knows Northwestern's offseason was nothing but good. Everyone knows that I also like to fall for the trap on these low over under numbers.
Do.
But not this time. This game
Oh.
has no chance of getting to 38 and a half.
Oh my
We will
goodness.
go under the
All
38
right.
and a half on this one.
So unwatchable football, I'm guessing,
Unwatchable.
in Evanston. Yes. All right. Well, let's see. It's probably the Big Ten featured game of the week or something. So I am going, geez, I guess I'm staying with another Big Ten game. I am going to go with the Nebraska game. Nebraska is going to Colorado, Coach Prime versus Coach Rule. Two programs that hired coaches, little different personalities, a little different perspective, but absolutely just laid out the money and the resources for both of them, even though Colorado didn't have those resources until recently, but now they do. Those Huskers came up to Minneapolis and laid an egg, while Colorado shocked America, beat TCU down in Texas. This line opened at 3. There was really quick, big money on Nebraska. Then it went the other way and it remains at 3. I haven't seen any movement at all. Total opened up at 58 and a half, quickly jumped to 59 and a half, and that's where it sits. I saw a little tweet the other day. This game is the most bet football game for the entire weekend, including NFL. So it's got some eyes on it. Colorado's offense, like 500 yards, only passing, 0 run yards, basically. Nebraska's offense didn't even put up 300 yards, but Colorado's defense is horrific. They gave up 600 yards. I think Nebraska's offense finds a little groove, puts up four scores, five scores, but I think Colorado does as well. I don't know where this thing's going to end up as far as who wins, but I know it's going to fly over the 59.5 total. A rare total from me, Steve, but I'm going the overs at 59.5.
That could be the first one ever.
I haven't said
the archives on that.
I have not said those words very often. I know that.
All right, we're going to head to Texas Tech. They play Oregon at 6 o'clock Saturday night. 7 and 66.5 we got for a total. Texas Tech lost to Wyoming in double overtime after jumping out to a 14-0 early lead.
Yikes.
Their run game's not very good. I think they averaged 3.3 yards per carry. Defense gives up 4 yards per carry. Discipline problems. They had quite a few penalties in that game. And then we go over to Oregon, who played a high school team, I believe. Hung 81 on Portland State. So I'm not going to go off any stats on that. Bo Nix is back. I think Oregon covers this 7 pretty easy. I know that's Maddie likes that 7 to be a money line the other way, but
yeah, no doubt.
We're not going that way today. We're going Oregon minus 7.
Covers that thing. Bo Nix, like my age.
2 years younger.
Okay. All right. Good. That's what I thought. All right. I'm going to get out of the Big Ten. I'm going to go to the Ole Miss game. Ole Miss is a 7.5 point favorite going to Tulane. Over under 67. Oh, our buddy Lane Kiffin coming into his 4th year at Ole Miss. I would think the expectations for Lane Kiffin this year should be like CFP or bust. He went 5-5 in year one, which is COVID, so whatever. 10-3 year two. And then last year he was 8-5. He's got his third straight year with a top 25 recruiting class. But man, this guy stinks against the spread. I've got 3 numbers with Lane. He is a steaming pile of 48% against the number overall, 49% on the road, and 47% as a favorite. So how about Tulane? They happen to be the best team in the country against the spread over the last 5 seasons. At 63% when they're at home, they step that 63% to what? 73%, Steve. Tulane at home the last 5 years, 73% against the number. No other team is even in the 70s.
How did Tulane get Ole Miss to come to Tulane?
That is a very good question. That doesn't seem like. If that number is correct, it doesn't seem like a number you want to step into. But, you know, Lane, he's probably messing with us, and he's going to blow him out by 30. But or he's going to take a knee up 6 from the 2-yard line and not score to not cover. So, by the way, Tulane coming off last week, a nice beatdown of South Alabama. Albeit well, FCS, but it was a good win. So I'm going to take the green wave at +7.5.
Tulane +7.5.
I'll write that thing down on that yellow notepad.
Someone's got to keep track for us.
You know, my spreadsheet fails us once in a while.
All right, I'm going to end my week with the 6:30 kickoff, Charlotte at Maryland. I don't know much about either one of these teams. I know Maryland beat Towson State 38-6, and Tua's brother still quarterbacking them. But Charlotte has my new favorite coach in college football, Biff.
Whoa.
Biff used to be an investment firm guy. He's a multi-millionaire. Decided to get back into coaching. Went and helped Harbaugh for a little bit. And then in his press conference this summer, he just went off. He threatened to beat up the reporters. He wears no sleeves on the sidelines for the games. And this guy claimed in his last O before the season started that they were probably going to win the national championship. So if Biff says they're winning the national championship, Biff is covering 24.5.
For sure.
I'm taking Charlotte plus 24.5.
Damn. All right. I had no idea where you're going with that game, but I love it. I'm going to tune in if I can.
This guy's a classic.
There we go. Let's watch a bit.
He was Michigan's offensive analyst or something last year. Okay. So he was with Harbaugh for a couple of years.
Yeah. Seems to probably be a Busch Light drinker too.
And there's in that conference, I think there's 7 new coaches this year. So that's going to be a conference to watch.
Yeah.
To see how it all shakes out.
Well, good. I got you down here. I am going to just throw our fans an NFL game. The slate is kind of boring, but threes and 4.5s and sevens everywhere. But I did find 3 crazy statistics here, so I'm just going to give them to the people. Jacksonville Jaguars are a 4.5-point favorite at division rival Colts. The worst team in the NFL the last 5 years against the spread is Jacksonville at 41%. The worst team in the NFL covering the spread as a favorite the last 5 years, bet you know who that is, Jacksonville. 26% of the time they've covered the spread when they're the favorite. And on away games, 41%. Covering the spread. So I've got the Colts plus 4.5.
Colts plus 4.5 without Jonathan Taylor with a rookie quarterback.
Absolutely. The Jags just stink against the number. That's who I it's not about Joes. It's about trends, man. Trends.
All right. Well, that leads us to, of course, me and you are back in the Circa Millions this year, and
absolutely are. That's going to be my first pick.
Last year, I think we were at 43.5 points, 61.5 won. 32 ended up in last place, which is still 100 grand for last place. So,
yeah,
we weren't too far off that way. We were way off in the top spot, obviously, but so hopefully if I can get the guy that runs Twitter to remember to post our picks, that would be another good look for you guys on the week.
Yes, we will post our Circa picks on Saturday afternoons, so you will have them to run to the window before Sunday mornings. I will do that just for you, Steve.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Any other parting words?
No, it's going to be a golf weekend for me, so I won't be able to watch a whole lot of football. So that might help my picks for next week.
It very well could, and I'll have to find some late Saturday afternoon sun going down picks, as you'll probably be on a 16th fairway, and not knowing your name would be my guess.
You never know.
Yep. All right, Steve. Well, week one, season three in the book. Do not till to forget to tell your family, friends to listen. Subscribe to us on Spotify. That's where to subscribe to us now. Podcasters, used to be Anchor.fm, is now Spotify, or Podcasters, it's called. So just go to Spotify. We don't have a webpage anymore because we are old and stupid and cannot figure out how to host a web page. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PilePicks. I know it's called something different, but it will always be Twitter to me. Good luck, listeners. But remember, they may say in the investment world that past performance is not always the guarantee of future results. But in the real world, they tell you, everyone knows when you step in it, if it looks like it and it smells like it, it's probably it. Good night and good luck.